Hey, you bore Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had a wonder here. Like, you have to be it's a pillar. It's a question over here. V'chi oimrim loy liyoda ma'amoyid v'chet v'shvil shatiske. Do we tell a person, go stand up and do an aveira in order to be zeicha? Like, what happened here? A person found an animal in Yerushalayim or right outside Yerushalayim. So we have a doubt that maybe this animal is a korban. Maybe it's a korban ola, maybe it's a korban shlom, you don't know. So we tell this person, you know what you should do with this animal now? Take it and take money and be mischalal. Let the kedusha go off the animal onto the money. L'chura, that's an aveira. You have no right to do it, that's called mila. True, if you do it, you're over the aveira, the kedusha goes off the animal onto the money. But who tells you a right, l'chatchila, to go and take off kedusha from a korban, you're over in Issa mila. Like Rashi says, V'chi oimim liyodam, dechol behemos mizbeach, any behemoth that belongs to the mizbeach, it's a korban, also l'chal lo tamima. You're not allowed to redeem it when it's a tam, before it has a blemish on it. Shenem, the pasuk says, in the behemah tameya, or pode biyekecha, only a behemah tameya you could be poida. The yamamar, babali mumim, shenifto akosim adabra. Only if it has a bal mum could you be poida it. Yocho yifto al mum, even maybe if the mum only passes by, it comes back again, for sure you can't. So kids, it's an aveira to be poida a kachim that doesn't have a mum on it. So how could you tell this person, take your animal now, and be poida it onto money? True, if you do it, the hegdish, the pinyin is chal. The kedusha goes off the animal, but it's an aveira, it's a lav, you're not allowed to do it. How can we tell a person to go and do it? So we have a kasha, what's takav shat in the Mishnah in Shkolim? So Gemara says, Elo Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says like this better. Mamtim lo ad shetumam. Avada, this person that finds the animal inside Yerushalayim or right outside Yerushalayim, has to first wait with it. He has to wait till the mum kavua comes into it. Then, once a mum comes upon, a blemish comes upon it, now you're allowed to be poider it. So now he takes the money, and he says the kedusha goes off the animal onto the money. And then with the money, or even more than that, he buys two animals. And he makes the tanah, like we had before. He makes the tanah that if the first animal was a shlomim, so this should be a korban shlomim. And he's bringing a second animal for korban ola, that's going to be nedava. And if the first animal was a korban ola, then this one, the chayva, should be a nedava, and the second one's a nedava, that would be a korban shlomim. So the kids said, that's the eitzah for the Mishnah in Shkolim. We have to wait until it comes to Baal Mum. So if it's a Baal Mum, then the Kedusha Saguf goes off it, then Pshiti could be Paida. So now it could come out both according to Rabbi Meir and according to Rabbi Yehuda. You don't have to say you be mischalit, you're not doing an Avera here, but you wait until the behemoth gets up, becomes a Baal Mum, it has a blemish on it, then you're allowed to be Paida it. Omama, what we just got finished saying before, we just learned, that's the chorim. If you find a male animal, so oilos, you have to bring a korban ola. And we said what? It means also a korban ola, korban shlamim also. But the Gemara asked the question though, but dilma toidehi. Why is only an ola and shlamim enough? Maybe it's a korban toida. Why not? So Gemara says, true, demaisi nami toida. He has to also bring a korban toida, true, it's also part of a smekis. And Rashi Yomas will make it tonight, the same thing. For the Gemara, Iva boy lechem, he has to bring lechem though. If it's a korban toida, with a korban toida, you have to bring 40 lechems. So Moran says, "Enechnami demaisi nami lechem." He can bring the lechems also and make the tanai with the lechem also. For the Gemara, with Dilma Oshemu. But why are we afraid? Maybe it's a korban oshem. A korban oshem could also be brought because an oshem is only a zachar, not a nekeva. An oshem could be from a zachar. So why are we afraid? Maybe it's a korban oshem. And here Rashi says the kasher is you can't bring an oshem, pateras and a dava. A korban oshem is only if you have a chiyuv to bring it. There's no presence for an oshem. Says so if you have a suffix, maybe this animal's an oshem, you can't work out then. Because you can't bring it on a suffix, you can't bring it for a present. So what do you do? Let's be afraid maybe the first animal you found was a korban shlamim. So Gemara answers, oshem ben shtei shonim. A korban oshem is always brought when it's 2 years, the animal has to be 2 years old. Because it says ayol. Ayo means a 2-year-old rim. V'yishtakech ben shon. Here we're talking about you found a 1-year-old animal. So for sure it's not a korban asham. Fred Gemara, but v'dilma asham mitzayruhu, asham nozeru, but an asham a mitzayru or a nozer, when they bring their asham, it's even more from 1-year-old also. So maybe this korban, there it says keves. A keves is a 1-year-old sheep. So maybe it was an asham from a mitzvah from a nozer. So Gemara spells lo shchichi. Now we don't have to be afraid about. That's why Shchiyah to have a Nazir or Mitzrayim with the same Pung, they lost the Korban, and what you found now was an Ashram from a Mitzrayim or a Nazir, that's not Shchiyah. So therefore we're not afraid about it. We're only afraid about Korbanos that happen often, a Korban Oila, a Korban Shlomim, a Taida, but not an Ashram, a Mitzrayim, and a Nazir. Fred Gemara Vadumma Pesachu. But why are we afraid? Maybe you found the Korban Pesach. So the Mara answer depends. Pesach bismanoi mizaziru bevimonashach. Pesach at its right time, when it's right to bring for Korban Pesach before Pesach, everybody's very careful. There is in this mitzvah of the Korban Pesach. Because if you don't bring the Korban Pesach, you're over Chiyav Karis. So everybody's very careful with their Korbanos if it's a Korban Pesach, and they don't lose it. Shalai bisman, elamai what? Maybe somebody like found it after Korban, after Pesach. So then, shlomimu, it turns into a Korban Shlomim. And he's bringing a Korban Shlomim, so therefore there's no problem. Fred Gemara Dabba Vidilma Bechor Rumaisininu. Why aren't we afraid? Maybe this animal you found has a Kedushas of the Korban Bechor, or maybe it's a Maisa Behema. So Gemara says, let's say Lamayhirchasa. What's the difference? Whether, as we're bringing it for Korban Shlomim. So now that you're saying it's a Bechor Rumaisa, that's the same type of an Avoida as a Korban Shlomim does. Lamechlinu Bimumin. To say what, you can eat it, it has a Mum. Hochinami Bimumin Misachli. Henachnami, you can eat these things with a Mum. The Rashi says, Kalayma, Lamai Hilkas Osilis for Kinuga, the Choro Maisa. What do you want to say? Maybe it's Choro Maisa. Lamechlino Bemumoi. So what they say, it becomes the Baal Mum, you're allowed to eat it. She Sophic Bechor, the Sophic Maisa, the Cholam Bemum and the Bailim. Because if it's a Sophic, if it's a Bechor or a Maisa Bema, the owner's allowed to eat it. Shri Ain Lehem Pigeon, because you can't be poider it. Fahani Nami, Ligashen Iftu, Ne Cholam Bemumin. The Yachlim Bataras Bechor Maisa. She Nishkotim Yitlis, Ve Nishkolam Belitra. Enachanami. There's the chumri that if it's a bechor or if it's a ma'isa ve'imam, that even though it has a baal mum, you can't be poider it to let it go out l'chud l'gamri. But rather the owner has the right to eat it, that's all. And it still has kedusha, you can't sell it, the meat you can't sell in the marketplace. Say nechanami, this meat will have the same chumras also. The meat of this animal, after you poider it, like after it becomes a baal mum, and you want to go eat it, you'll also have to be noig like it has a kedusha of a bechor or ma'isa ve'imam. That you'll eat it yourself, and you won't sell it in the marketplace. Now the Gemara says, Omamar, what did we say before, that Nikevos, if you find a Nikeva, then Zivchei Shlomim. You have to be afraid that it was a Shlomim, and you have to bring a Korban Shlomim. So where's the Kasha? True, but Dilma Toidi, maybe it's a Toida also, maybe it's a Toida, not also, but maybe it was a Toida, not a Shlomim. So where's the true, the Maisi Toida, you have to bring a Korban Toida. If it's a Korban Toida, you have to bring Lechem also, the 40 Lechems. Tomorrow says true. The Maisi Nami Lechem, he also brings Lechem, and Echanami brings us also. For the Gemara of Adilma Chatesi, maybe a Nekeva could be a Chates, maybe it was a Chates. And a Chates you can't bring but a Nadova. Tomorrow says, Chates Vashinosa. That a Chates is only brought from a 1-year-old. The Yechsi Rashi the Apostle says, Nekeva min Hatzoin Kisva. They're called Kisva Ben Shinosi. A Kisva means a 1-year-old lamb. So a Chates, that's Nekeva, can only be brought a 1-year-old. Here, if you found in the cave, we're talking about it was 2 years old. Fred Gemara, true, but with Dilma Chatas Shavu'ah Shenasa. Maybe the Bailim made it for Korban Chatas last year, and they didn't use it, and it grew old. It's a year older now. Gemara says Leshchiach. That's not Shchiach. That was left over from last year to say it's a Korban Chatas from last year. That you don't say. So most probably it's not a Korban Chatas. Zumar says, Ishtakach bash shenosamai, but what's going to be if you find in a cave animal that's only 1 year old? So why aren't we afraid then? Maybe it's a Korban Chatas. And if it's a Chatas, you can't like be part with the money, you can't buy another Korban Chatas from it. Because the Chatas doesn't come in the Dovah. But you have to be afraid, maybe it wasn't a Chatas, and then you can't, if you're making it for a Chatas now, you have no Chiyah to bring it. So what can you do if it's a Chatas? Zumar says, Tanya we learned. That Chananya ben Chachinoy Oimer, Eiz bar Shinoso lechatis. If you find an Eiz 1 year old, you have to be afraid it was a chatis. And the Chura half a minute, you bring it for Korban Chatis. So Gemara says lechatis salkot aitoch. Could you say that your mamish bring it for Korban Chatis? How could that be? Like maybe it's not a Korban Chatis. Maybe in the, you bring Chul Nazara then. How could you bring it for chatis? El Rav Amr Abayi says what he meant to say is kichatis. It has the same malach like a chatis that you can't use. Like the hey chatois we had, over shenosoi or tamura, the chatas that you can't use, the locher is, koin sol a keeper, vimeisam yaleho. You have to bring it into a room and lock it up and let it die by itself. If you would find in a cave of Varshanosa, 1 year old, since we have a doubt, maybe it was a chattis, on a tzad that's a chattis, you can't do anything with it. You can't be makrivit because maybe it wasn't a chattis. So therefore, the only answer is, let it die. If it's a Varshanosa, that's a suffix, maybe it's korban chattis, then the dinner you'll have to let it die. Tana Rabbanim went like this. Ein loichin behema b'moyis meisa sheni. If you have money of meisa sheni, you apply the your paris outside Yerushalayim, and now you bring the money into Yerushalayim, so you're not supposed to buy behemas there. Rashi says, "Tichsev etzarta kesem yodecha v'yoid shema takash v'chaderech." No, here's not talking about the money. It's talking about ein loichin behema b'moyis meisa sheni. Christ says, you're outside your shlame, if you have, you apply your paris onto money, so now with this money, you can't buy an animal and take the animal into Yerushalayim. Because first of all, the Pasuk says, v'tzarta kesi b'dech mashmah, you have to take the money up to Yerushalayim and not buy animals with it. And secondly, you have to be afraid, maybe the animals on the way up will become weak. So you're not eating the value of the Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. So therefore, you're not allowed to buy animals on the way up, but rather you have to take the money into Yerushalayim, and there, if you want, you can buy